So I started my timer, I don't know how long ago, but it's had 311 hours, 52 minutes, and 31 seconds.
Was that the last time we recorded?
I don't know. I wish it would give you a date. I'm going to have to
Let's find out. 311 hours divided by 24 hours. That was 13 days ago.
So it was the last time.
I love it. Wow.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Riff Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Mackie.
And it has been, how many? 311 minutes.
Hours.
311 hours since you last heard us.
No.
Well, whatever. I hope since the last time we were here talking to you.
I hope you're all dedicated listeners. You're here every Sunday morning at 9:03 p.m.
But not me.
A.M. if Christine forgot to...
Hey, I put it in my stories. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't have Instagram.
Someday Kaylin's going to log into Instagram and see 800 story
I'll
tags.
Share them all. Anyway, guys, on topic here, we are talking about watering today.
Water.
We're going to talk about how we water, when to water, when not to water, what to put in your water, when to drink water. And hey, guess what? I have this lovely glass of water here I'm going to take a sip from right now. Water myself.
And this is why I get kidney stones.
Quick
plug. I don't drink water.
Oh, I was like, excuse me?
Quick plug, go check out our Instagram and check out our Keep Yourself Watered sticker.
I don't think I have one of those.
I can get you one, put it on a water
bottle. I gave one to Angeline.
It's perfect for water bottles.
Indeed, and I could cover up this horrible bridesmaid.
Maybe I can make you a limited edition, like large one to cover that specifically off.
It still says my sister's wedding on the back, though, with my name.
I was going to say, if you print it on like a dick shape, it could cover the entire thing.
I love you the way you think. Should we get it in sparkle? We've already gotten off topic. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast where we get off topic.
So we all
have ADHD.
Arguably the most important thing your plants need.
Sun. Sun's the most important. Watering is the second.
But if they don't have sun, they're not going to use the water. Mm-hmm.
But if they have too much water, they're going to die. And if they don't have sun to use it, they're going to die.
So what you're saying is water is a basic need of a plant.
S is water and sun. Wait, what did you say?
Well, okay.
I don't even know.
Oh, dear God.
The four things plants need.
I was going to say
light, yeah. Water, growing medium.
No.
Oxygen.
They don't need growing medium. That's optional.
Or carbon dioxide.
Then while we're at it, we can talk about the four ingredients to beer. Water, hops.
You're right. I definitely had to go the golden pothos just living in water for probably 2 years.
I was going to say epiphytic stuff.
Water's a medium.
That doesn't have medium. Things Ooh. That grow on epiphytes don't have Ooh. Mediums that they grow Ooh. In.
Yeah, like your favorite Spanish moss.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Spanish yeah. Moss. So I take back. Okay. Take out the growing
medium. Okay. So let's skip back to before right. that comment was made. Let's talk about watering.
Yeah.
Okay. So... this is fun because Mackie's going to
be very start off. Opposite of all of us.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, which is great. I think let's just.
I think I'm going to surprise you guys.
Sure.
I'm going to go through and I'm going to tell you how I water my plants. And then I think we go in a circle or a triangle in this case because there's three of us.
Am I going second or last?
Last.
Okay, cool.
For dramatic effect.
We'll go the heaviest waterer to the least.
We'll
water.
Go alphabetically.
That's what you guys think. Anyways, continue.
Also, alphabetically, that means I'm first. Ha ha ha. Okay, I'm Kaylin. Hi, Pam. If you can differentiate us this time, I'm Kaylin. I'm going first.
Chaotic episode to go in.
This always happens the second episode.
When is it not? Do we just have more fun the second episode?
We do. We kind of let loose for the second episode.
We're warmed up.
Yeah, that's why I was like, let's do Miranda's first.
Because they're boring.
No, because I wanted to save my chaotic energy for this episode. Okay, so anyway, Kaylin mostly grows aroids. I have a couple succulents. I have a lot of stuff in my medium, which happens to be at this moment in time, coco coir, cocoa chips, and perlite. Woo. I do have a couple plants in LECA, like some Hoyas and a succulent, and a pothos upstairs. But for the most part, pretty much everything's in soil. A soil mix of my own, Christine's design.
Is it working well for you?
Yeah, the cocoa chips make it a little too airy.
Okay.
But also, like, it's weird because the cocoa dries out and it looks dry on the top, but then, like...
when you go pick it up, it's still heavy.
Yeah, so I have to, like, come to terms with that. And then also, like, because everything's outside, I just water it anyway. So I know when stuff comes back inside, we'll have to find a balance. But I am pretty good about sticking my finger in the soil. But everything's outside, so I'm just watering it no matter what. So I will let you know in 3 months.
Sure.
So... I am of the firm belief that I don't want my plants to dry out
completely.
What I'm going to do is usually if the soil's dry down 1 or 2 inches, depending on the plant and what its needs are based on what I know from growing it, we're just going to water. We're going to water deeply and we're going to water it with a lot of water. The downside is I have a lot of big pots and big plants in big pots. So most of them end up taking up more than a gallon. So I have to go to the sink and fill up gallon after gallon after gallon. It drives me nuts. So like here we're sitting in my living room and I'm looking. I have my Regal Shield, Alocasia, my Albo Monstera, and my Thai Constellation Monstera. And all of them are in big pots. Let's see. I would say Albo looks like he's in at least a 10-inch pot.
Yep.
And the other two, I would say 14-inch.
Nope.
13?
Yep. I had those same pots.
Okay.
I had to measure them for the house.
The Regal Shield's in a bigger one than your.
Okay, so maybe Regal Shield's in a 14 and Tycon's in a 13?
Probably.
Either way, the Albo I know for sure takes more than a gallon because I just watered him the other day. Tycon usually takes like 2 to 3 fill-ups, something like that. Regal Shield actually doesn't dry out as quick as the other guys because he's tucked in behind the Albo getting slightly less light. So I don't actually have to water him that often, but I'm not letting anything go completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Unless it's, you know, oops, I fucked that one up and then it's dry. But for the most part, my plants are not wanting for water. They're also getting plenty of light. These guys are in south facing windows or like my plants outside or outside
mm-hmm.
in the sun, in the greenhouse, under a shade cloth, whatever. So I'm not worried about giving them too much water. But I definitely, I'm when I hydrate the soil to water, I'm soaking it. I'm letting water drain out the bottom. Because of the coco core, I'm not actually going to have to let them sit in saucers this winter. Usually when I would water my peat-based mix, I would water it in a saucer, let it water sit in the saucer overnight so that the soil is like a sponge so that it can soak up all the moisture and then it will be plenty hydrated so then I don't have to water it again for like a week and a half because these plants are thirsty bitches and they use up the water that they get. So that is pretty much how I do all my plants. Except for the Leca ones, but those are, they have a predetermined watering level because they sit in a reservoir.
Mm.
So like, that's different. Plant uses water at its own discretion. But yeah, I would say that's it. That's what I do. And I do add fertilizer and I do a pH balance for my alocasia. I always forget to do it in my downstairs plants. I have only done it once for my outside plants. And sometimes my upstairs plants, it's hit or miss whether I get fertilizer or not.
And this is
the pothos usually get tub water.
And this is a primarily a tropical collection.
Yes. Yep. Mostly aroids. A couple outliers.
Cool.
Moving on.
My collection is, I would say, probably like 40% aroid to 60% Hoya. But my Hoyas get treated like aroids because
tropicals.
Yeah. Tropicals. Because spoiler alert, Hoyas are not succulents.
What?
You
have to water them?
And frequently?
Even carry eyes?
Oh, yeah. So I am similar to Kaylin. I don't have nearly as many, like, giant plants, so I don't have to deal with as much water. But everything goes to, I use 10 by 20s.
And trays.
Trays. 10 by 20 trays. 10 inch by 20 inch. They're basically the big black trays that you'll find, like, seedlings and stuff in, or you can get them to put your seedlings and stuff in for outdoor gardening, but I use them inside.
The standard garden tray.
Yeah. So everything goes to a tray and gets watered through and then they sit. And I am one to let them sit. I will let them sit.
Even with coco coir.
Even with the coco coir.
I do that too.
Because I can go 2 weeks or longer with that method.
Okay. So maybe I will keep soaking them in saucers this winter.
Because
I was going to say, I don't keep soak doing mine it as long in coco coir.
I do. Well, define as long.
Overnight.
Yes.
Oh. And you find that it soaks up more overnight?
Yep.
A lot less than peat does, but
yeah, a lot less, but definitely line is down. So, I mean,
sure.
Cause I go, like I said, 2 weeks and even this last round, my Raven ZZ hadn't used up all of its water this last weekend when I watered. So it could have gone probably 3-4 weeks. So everything goes to trays, they get watered through, they get soaked either overnight or during the day while I'm at work and then dump out and they get to drip dry for an hour to another day. Cause if I'm being lazy, my plants aren't getting as much light as Kaylin's because she's got south windows. I don't, but they still are getting a decent amount of light. So I'm not worried about overwatering ever. Mine can dry out. I've noticed sometimes in the cabinets they can dry out just because the light levels are that much higher. I have plants that need to be repotted. They're in way too small pots right now and are using up their stuff. As far as what I put in it, fertilizer, rosemary extract, and then the rosemary extract is for pest control. And the last two things I do, I'm only doing for two plants specifically right now to just test it out, is silica and pH balancing. I'm pH balancing because of the silica. It's not something that is an and or. It's a they have to go together. And I'm only doing that on my Albo and my Tycon right now, just to see if that helps with the browning on the Albo specifically, and why not with the Tycon while I'm there. And then sometimes if I have extra of that, I will throw it in other stuff, but I'm not like gauging that by any means.
Is this the Albo you just cut?
Yeah.
Part of me wants to say just stop and do the copper fungicide because it's small and it'll be easier. Maybe I'll do both. But then you don't have a control.
True. I only cut one section of my Albo up because the other one was hardening off a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Because you chopped your Tycon and then the top cut died. And now
I did
you're
not
cutting...
chop my Tycon.
Sorry, I meant Albo.
Yeah.
You chopped your Albo, top cut died.
One of them died.
So now you're chopping the second one?
I'm tired of my Albo just looking like garbage. So I was like, I'm going to start it all the way over.
Okay, so you cut it up.
Yeah, not to soil line, but pretty hard.
So did you sell your cuttings for super cheap yet?
No, I just put them in water and they'll probably at the plant sale. Probably.
Ooh, cheap apples at the plant sale, guys. September 7th, 10 to 1. Mark your calendars.
Because worst case scenario, I may even just go down to nodes and be like, have a node. Not get, like for
get
free.
Get rid of the leaf.
But yeah.
You don't have to.
I don't have to, know, but worst case.
They sell better if they have a pretty leaf, and you had pretty
leaves.
But they
don't have, not really. They look like hot garbage.
Oh.
But also space, because like as I'm making stuff and getting stuff ready for the sale, I'm running out of space fast. Stuff's starting to like go outside because I'm just like, I can't deal with it.
That's me. My back deck is overflowing right now and I'm about a quarter way through what I need to do.
Like I cut up my billy and I was like, what am I going to do? I can't have two billies. So the top cup got to go live in the space that the original plant lived in, and the bottom cut's outside. Like you're just going to be outside.
I feel like I'm doing better than both of you in this regard for the first time ever.
As far as space.
Because I'm not like actively propagating things that I wasn't already cutting up.
It's a mixture of actively propagating, but also stuff that I have been avoiding for
months.
Okay.
As I say, a lot of mine is not, I don't really consider active propagating. It's just splitting clumps of stuff that have outgrown 4-inch pots that either need to be upsized or broken apart to not have to need a bigger pot.
Sure. So yeah, that's basically all my watering things.
The one time, I guess the last time I really went hard and propagated everything I possibly could, I ended up with like 6 totes full of plants at the end of summer that had to come in because it was going to be freezing outside and there was nowhere to put them.
Sure.
But I also had nowhere to put them inside.
Sure.
I had 6 totes on the floor in my dining room.
You know, there's this place for that at my place.
It's called the compost bin. Pile. Oh, I get to go dumpster diving in your compost bin later tonight.
Oh, we have to remember to not forget that. Okay, I'm going to send you a message at the end of thing. We will forget it.
I'm getting compost allocations.
I had some Friday corms that I allocated green velvet, harvested from my plant that I cut up. I split it up. It was too big and ugly. So I was like, we're starting over. I went through and I scraped off like the skins from all the corms. Except I scraped a little too hard on some and they started rotting in my jar of possibilities. So I just chucked them in the compost because they smelled nasty. Nasty. And guess what? 2 of them grew plants. And so Christine is going to take them home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Compost allocation. And when should I send this text? Maybe in 20 minutes.
I love how I'm just waiting for you to finish this before I even start.
Yeah.
Anyways. Moving on to my collection, mine is mostly succulents with some tropicals. My tropicals basically get watered whenever they need it. Basically, if they start to wilt or get brownie patches on the variegation, water time. As far as my succulents go, I will say this last year was kind of an outlier where I didn't do hardly any watering. But during the winter, I usually try to hit them weekly to every other week at like the bare minimum, because that's when a lot of like my Haworthias are growing. But there are stuff that is dormant that I just kind of wait to see signs of. And then whenever I put everything out in the summer, they get watered every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Morning or night?
Yes.
Both?
Sometimes both, depending on how hot it is and what the humidity outside is.
Can I get you to come to my house and water my landscaping plant?
No.
I have
Because I literally just take my hose to the back deck and spray everything down.
I do.
I mean, that's what I do. It just takes forever.
I need to water my outdoor stuff. I have been so spoiled with the rain this summer.
I know, me too.
That I've only had to like go hose stuff like 3 times, but I need to get out there.
I was going
to
say, there have been a couple of weeks where it's rained so hard and so much where I haven't had to because everything is still like sopping wet a week later. And I'm like, I think I've only lost a couple things to rot. Like I'm doing a... Maybe. Yeah, like when stuff gets so sopping wet, like I have a pack of Podium Lemerii that all the roots rotted off and I could tell that something was going on because all the where it would normally put out new growth, it was putting out little baby leaves and then they would turn black and fall off. So I was like, ah, that's got root rot. So I pull it out, all the roots are gone.
Sure.
And I'm like, had to cut some of the like main roots off. So like I'm doing a project of, can I save it? Mm-hmm. Or I like to say, can I fix him?
Yeah, I can fix
him. I can fix him. He's literally sitting in a like a shoebox tote on my back deck in the blazing sun. So that way everything can dry out and kill any rot that's on there. And I'm going to pot it up soon to see if I can save it.
Sure.
Because it's my nice, like, it's got 5 growth points on it. And that's not common for these things. So I'm like, I really want that form.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Sorry, as far as what you put into it, into your water.
Oh, as far as I... Water with succulents, I will do a fertilizer every now and then. I don't really keep track anymore. It's just mostly during growing season. Mm-hmm. I'll just do 2 or 3 waterings because they don't need a lot of fertilizer. It makes them grow weird if they get too much.
Sure.
My tropicals, I think I've been throwing worm castings in them so I don't have to fertilize them as much and I haven't had any issues lately.
Yeah.
I do put silica in for some of my tropicals that are like variegated and then I use that in my hydroponics. But other than that, I don't use a lot of additives anymore just because a lot of them are sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot what I was going to say for a second, but I say I always do the additives, but there are definitely like times where I'm like, I'm not mixing water this week.
I'm going to say as far as additives go that I would use would be like any pH adjuster and then like silica and occasionally fertilizer, unless I'm seeing a deficiency of a very specific mineral that I can like spot fertilize with. I'm not going to bother with anything else other than that, really, unless I'm using like nematodes or something, but I don't do those.
Sure.
It's funny how you guys are like, you know, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And Kaylin's like, I literally do it by level of my house.
By like location.
Everything on the main level always gets fertilized and pH balanced, but everything else is just like when it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, when I am mixing, I am hunking up like gallons of water upstairs and it sucks. But it's either I'm doing it or I'm just like, I just can't bring myself to do it this week. And butt stuff needs to get watered.
Did you just say butt stuff?
Oh, my gosh. So, Mackie, I guess listening to you, so you don't really have a set regimen?
Not anymore. Not since I moved more over to succulents. But I do have plans this winter. I am converting one of my racks to a hydroponic rat, like an ebb and flow. Sure. So that way I can just flip a switch. The tray will fill up with water and then it'll drain. Everything gets watered. And I think I might do like a light nutrients in there, but
will that be succulents?
That would be succulents. And that'd mainly be like my winter growers that would need it in the off season. Cause all my winter dormant stuff doesn't really get much in the winter, but in the summer, like I said, I'm out there with my garden sprayer with a fertilizer thing on it, like 2-3 times a year now.
Uh-huh. Are you going to automate your hydroponic shelf?
Yeah,
of course.
I've already
Is that a question?
I've already figured
it was.
Out.
I just wanted to hear him say yes.
I was going
to
say, I've already figured out that I can't really overwater with my mix with my lights indoors. So I like, if I just am cautious with it and not do it every week, I think I can get away with it.
Yeah.
Just automating it.
So you're kind of like you look and see if they need to be watered or not.
Yeah. I look for signs. Like a lot of my stuff will start to like wrinkle and stuff. And that kind of tells me, like, that's my more difficult stuff that I look for the wrinkling on, because it's a lot of stuff will not be awake. And if I water it fully before they wrinkle, they'll rot. But if you wait for them to wrinkle and then water just a little bit for them to puff back up, they're okay until the summer. So, sure. Like, some of the stuff is a delicate balance, but most of it's just see how far I can push it.
Sure. And then, Kaylin, you go around check weekly?
Yeah. I have a whiteboard calendar, and I will make sure, like, to write. I can't fucking remember shit. I don't have room in my brain to remember when I last watered my plant. So like I have to write it down. So like, let's say Monday says dining room, kitchen, plant room. Then in a week later, I'll go through those rooms if, you know, whatever permits my schedule. And then I will check any plants that need to be watered and water them. Mm-hmm. Anybody who can wait till next week doesn't get watered. If they're on the cusp, I might make a note, be like, check Regal Shield. Or I'll just water it anyway.
See, I'm trying to move to a system like yours where you have everything written down because the TISM loves a routine, but the ADHD fucking hates it.
Well, and like the ADHD sees that I checked my plants last week, and if everything is on top of it, I will check the plants this week. But like if I'm doing something tonight or I don't have the spoons for it, like I can push it off 1 or 2 days. But like at some point that needs to get checked. And so that's when my procrastination turns off and the get it done turns on.
I was going to say,
seeing it on the calendar gets me like,
that's what I should do. Cause if I make it a crisis, I can get it done. Where if it's something that the executive function can just put off, I'm going to put it off.
So, and I'm in a different camp completely where I can't remember and I don't want to be doing it, you know, 4 or 5 times a week or weekly at that. So everything gets watered every 2 weeks.
That is like, if I was to do all of that for my, that's too overwhelming. That's too much. Watering too many saucers, but the plants pots are just too big.
I break it up into 3 days.
My collection's too much has too much variety in it to do that. Sure. And too many things that need, like, I have a few very finicky things that I have to watch like a hawk, but like most of it, I don't want too much work.
I don't know. Mine have learned a deal. So like that's the thing. So by days though, right? Like I said, I let stuff sit. So if I say I'm going to do, I usually start with my bedroom plants. All of those get put in 10 by 20s and I fill them up with water and then I go to work for the day. And then when I come home, I dump them out and then they sit overnight to drip dry. Yeah,
that's kind of how my watering goes.
And then the next morning, I'm now down in the downstairs plants, like the downstairs living room. So those now go into water trays. So like, honestly, maybe 2 hours total in that weekend is actual like watering of plants, like me like moving stuff around and stuff. But it's what's worked for me to just get it on a schedule, get it done over a weekend so that I don't feel overwhelmed in the week. Cause I feel like if I try to do it during the week, say I have something going on that weekend and I'm like, it really stresses me out. It's just, I don't know. It's what's worked for me.
I was gonna say, whenever I water my stuff when it's indoors under lights, my watering looks a lot more like yours, where I'm putting it in tubs and letting it sit for like overnight or sometimes a week if I'm not feeling good. Don't do that. You lose stuff to rot almost every time I do that. But yeah. That's kind of how I would do it in the winters. I put things in tubs and water them, but be cautious of root mealies. I'm always going to say it whenever I hear anyone do it, but even though I say it, I do it too.
Like spreading them and stuff? Yeah.
You will spread them, yes.
Yeah. Well, and fungus. And that's definitely where my collection has catered to my care, in that I can't do stuff that, like anthuriums, they would dry out in those 2 weeks.
I was going to say, you must have a very balanced collection to be able to set your watering on a schedule like that. Because like it takes a lot of tinkering and a lot of like lining plants up that grow and have those certain like same requirements. Because,
well, and like 60% Hoya, the Hoya will deal. Like the Hoya are fine. Hoya is one where if you don't get in that week, you could do it in a week. You could do it a week early. Like they are fine.
Yeah.
When you water them.
So I like my succulents because they're hardy and I can.
Yeah.
They can vary.
And like Monsteras, they are definitely forgiving if you go a little too long.
Yeah.
If I notice they're drying out too soon, they get a repot.
When I notice things drying out too soon, I just get frustrated that they're drying out too soon and water it more until 5 years later, you take your Petiolaris and finally upsize it from a 4-inch pot. And now you don't have to water it every day.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why wouldn't you have done this sooner?
Because I need that caudex to grow the right way. And if I were to have potted it straight, it would have gotten really tall and that would have stretched the caudex. Because where the way mine is grown hard grown, the caudex that's where it's wanting to store everything is low down to the ground / underground. So later on, I can take that and lift it up and have a huge caudex instead of a straight, thick tree.
Mm-hmm. So mine's a straight, thick tree.
Yes. Although you will notice that your roots are swelling. It'll just push the caudex further down underground. So what you can probably do is like in 10, 15 years, you can probably put it in a nice pot and chop the top off and you have a nice caudex and you can regrow the branches and it'll be a cool looking plant.
I mean, at some point I am going to just top chop, make the trunk smaller and hope it grows back.
I gotta do that to a big one here soon. I'm excited for it.
Christine, you said something and that triggered a thing in my brain. And I forgot what that was because I went off on a different tangent.
Nice.
Yeah, if my plants can't make it, then they get repotted. And that's about the only time I repot, unless something's actually wrong with the plant.
Mm-hmm. See, most of my repotting comes in the form of either, go ahead, Kaylin.
I remember what it was. Like Mackie said, if there's like a couple plants that you need, you know you need to keep an eye on. Like I'm checking my Fittonia because that guy will get wilty and droop. I'm checking my Begonia Brevimosa because that thing will eat shit if it dries out too much. And then usually my Begonia Rex. Everything else is not going to like get sad and get pissed off if I don't check it.
Sure.
Water it on time.
The other nice thing about like succulents is they don't need big pots. A lot of stuff can grow really well in small pots, and it's kind of how they're used to growing. So it's like beneficial to just neglect them like that to a point. And then like if you look at all the growing techniques for succulents and stuff like that, a lot of them require like doing weird crap like that. Like adeniums, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Ooh, I'm excited for you for that.
I got to take all my adeniums out of their pot and hang them up to dry for 6 weeks.
Nice.
What?
You take them out, you cut off all the feeder roots, and then you hang them up and let them dry in the like just air for like 6 to 8 weeks, and then you put them back in. And because you've put them on the edge of where they think they're going to die, they put on a caudex that's massive really fast.
Interesting.
One of my friends did it with one of my seedlings, and I was impressed.
Huh. Dang. That sounds like torture.
It is. Best part is these things are like desert plants, and they figured this out in Thailand in the freaking jungle.
I think so. While we're scheduled wise, I think a good thing our listeners can take away is there is no such thing. Well, except for me.
You can have a schedule, but things may not keep to it. Right. And you shouldn't force a schedule.
Right. And whether or not you're okay with plants dying because they won't succumb to your schedule, i.e. me, that's, you know, something you have to decide as a plant parent. But I know a lot of times, the first thing I always see to people ask is like, how often should I water this? And there's so many variables. It depends on your soil mixture, number one.
Let the plant tell you.
It depends on the light, number two. Like, it's so different. I mean, we had a really good example of someone in one of the groups had like a Hoya pollinator that was not doing well. And it was just dying off. And they said that they were watering it every 3 days. That immediately was a red flag for me.
3 days in a measured amount, I think.
Yeah. Wow, that's both horrible.
Yeah. And I knew that that was an issue because I could tell from the picture that their soil mix was way too thick.
Yep.
For that plant to be able to get watered that often. If you're growing pollinator in like, I don't know, straight rocks. Yeah, sure. Water it every 3 days.
Rocks.
But yeah, it just depends on the plant.
I'm going to throw in a little note here while we're talking about watering and overwatering. Overwatering is not how often or how much water a plant is getting. Overwatering happens when it hangs around too long. Mm-hmm. So when you say, let it dry like a succulent, you're wrong. You're wrong, and that's bad advice.
Because Mackie's over here watering your succulents every day. Outside on your deck.
Yeah.
And they're at minimum 50% pumice, so like drainage. Just make sure you're getting air to the roots, and this works pretty well for like tropicals too. I have amended up to like 70% perlite in my tropical soil, and I have had great success. It just needs a lot of watering. Yeah.
And that's where, like I said, soil mix and light are such a huge variable to depending on watering needs, because we know there's growers out there that have their plants, you know, in a dark corner of a room.
Gasp.
And that plant doesn't need water ever.
Well, yeah, people get away with it because they don't water very often because the plant's not getting any light and he's not using it.
Yeah, but then there are folks who think they should be watering it because obviously plants need water.
And those die a lot faster.
Yes. So you definitely can do the good old finger test if you're like Christine and have no feeling in your fingers because you burned them off over your course of your lifetime. I do the good old chopstick method, put a wooden skewer in, pull it out, and I can see where the level line is. If I need to.
Because if it's wet, the soil will stick to the wood chopstick. Yeah,
or it will stain the...
The other way you can do it, isn't the way I do it, is I go by weight of the pot when it's fully wet versus weight of the pot when it's freshly dry and like newly repotted. You calibrate to that.
You pick it up and you're like, whoa, that's way too light. Yeah. Should have watered this a week ago.
Or
my favorite, like the tree just tips over. You're like, okay, if you're tipping over, you definitely need
water. Okay, you are calling me out on that because that's my ficus outside right now.
I was going to say, that's when I know say, that's
they're all blowing over.
That's my big pack of Podium lamarii.
That's when I know the billy needs to be watered is when it starts to fall over. Or good old fashioned, the soil pulls itself away from the pot.
On the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just, my ADHD, we talk about watering on a schedule and like, I check my plants on a schedule, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm watering everybody on a schedule. I'm just checking them, you know, on my schedule.
Yeah. But that's where and you said too, like, I'm not going to remember. And I'm even worse about writing shit down. So I would be like, oh, I'll remember that I need to water that next week. And next week I'd be like, wait, who needs to be watered?
Wait,
that's why just everybody gets watered.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
You can get away with that if your soil mixture, as we are talking about.
Yeah.
Works with you.
Yep.
but it's not too moisture retentive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just don't realize like the balance that has to be struck between like the substrate, light, and water.
Yeah.
And people just do what everyone else is doing and having success with.
It's a good jumping off point.
It's a good start point. Yeah. But long term, that doesn't work. From experience, copying other people doesn't work long term until you like figure out exactly what a plant needs and like exactly what your mix should actually be.
And like you are learning the parameters at that point, so you know that you can play around with it a little bit, mm-hmm. and then you know adjust that to work for different plants.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind when you change the substrate that you're working with, you need to start all over. Because I started getting really hot and heavy into plants 10 years ago, and I used nothing but peat. Mm. The last 2 years I've switched to cocoa, I'm having to relearn everything. So like I'm running so many experiments right now and I'm kind of figuring it out like what works and what's not.
Well, and we haven't even discussed pots. So that's where like everything for me lives in a nursery pot because plastic doesn't absorb water.
Same.
But if you're getting ceramic pots that are unglazed on the inside.
Those will wick water away from
them. That will like wick water away. Terracotta wicks water like crazy, like
it's porous, so man.
That is just stuff you have to think about and be aware of. And that's why I just stopped growing stuff in those kinds of pots because it's just too much of a.
I was going to say, I have nothing in terracotta as of like a month ago. Yeah. I took the last thing out of it because I just can't do it.
It's too hard for me to like tell.
I can't do it either.
Yeah.
Not when stuff wants to stay moist.
Because like, God forbid, like. And like atmospheric pressure is a thing too, right? So there's a good chance that your terracotta will soak up more water one day versus another day. And so then all of a sudden you have to water 3 days earlier and it's like, whoa.
And then on top of that, if you're using an airy mix, like you're watering every 3 days, like who has time for that?
And if you do and you want to do that, go for it.
Well, yeah, if you have 10 plants and you love doing that, sure, go for it.
I'd say if you're using terracotta, feel free to make your mix a little heavier and less light and airy because...
Sure.
It can handle it in a terracotta.
Bottom watering versus top watering.
So I was a big, I like to bottom water person. But it is nice to water from the top to one, speed up the process and two, drain out the salts.
Yep.
So for me, what I do, I water everything from the top, but I let it sit in the water. Mm-hmm. So it's a little combo of both. Mackie said this earlier, you need to watch out for root mealies and also spreading fungus.
Yep.
A lot of philodendrons you buy from a store have a fungus. If you see those little like brown dots on your leaves, that's rust fungus. You need to treat that with copper fungicide. But if you water that plant and the water comes out of the plant and then goes into another plant and the plant soaks it up, you're going to transfer that fungus to that plant. So
be aware of what could happen when you use these techniques.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I would even go a step further. And if you're someone like us that's using the trays and things, just dumping water out and then like leaving the trays to dry doesn't mean like stuff still doesn't sit there and potentially transfer stuff later on, you know?
Yeah. You know, like me, I have a butt ton of plastic saucers, so I can put one plant in each saucer.
Right.
But you know what I'm not doing afterwards?
Is making sure.
Washing them.
Yeah. I used to be really good about like bleaching them.
I'd say the only thing I bleach now are my pots right before I reuse them after my root mealy fiasco. Everything gets bleached.
Mm-hmm.
I used to clean my pots and now I'm just like, this works. This is a pot.
Speaking of pots, I need to go shopping in your basement before I go. I need a couple things for the show.
State fair plants.
You can have them back when I'm done. I just need a couple fancy show pots if you have any.
Oh, that's what you mean. Ooh, the fancy show pots.
I have some stuff I'm trying to patent that I would like to get a ribbon on. So I'm putting the work in.
Say that it's award winning.
Love it.
No, it'll just strengthen my case whenever I go to register it with a couple societies.
Sure. That's fair.
And then Christine needs to go shopping in my compost pile.
Yep, compost plants.
Okay, watering, overwatering,
schedules,
underwatering,
pots.
Oh, substrate.
Let's bring it back to if you have to water somebody else's plants.
Listen to what they say.
Okay, first thing, before you go off on that, best thing to do before you water someone else's plants, go to their house
and watch them water.
Watch them water.
Or help
okay,
them
now,
water.
Now continue, yeah. Kaylin.
Yeah, so Mackie... Mackie's collection is different from my collection is different from Christine's collection. So we each do things a different way. Plants are used to it a certain way. If I'm going to go over to my friend's house who has a bunch of plants that are really dry because she hasn't been able to water them and I water them the way I'm used to watering my plants.
They'll rot.
That's exactly what happened. I had to buy my friend a bunch of new plants because I killed all of hers because I watered them too thoroughly. Because I did a combination of watering from the top and bottom watering. And then I put them back in the spots they were living in, which were in cute spots, but not near windows. So they weren't getting light. And then they all got root rot and almost all died.
I did that to Courtney. Don't worry.
My bad. Sorry, Asha. But hey, I bought you some new plants and I still give you plants. And I hope I made up for it at this point. But yeah, that was not cool. And that was just like, I'm going to help my friend out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure her plants are soaked. But like, that was not a thing. And I think at that time, the way she was watering is she'd like water with a cup.
Oh.
Water with like one cup of water per plant. And then the plants aren't sitting in a spot where they're getting light. So like, they're used to only having that much water to use up and then they're good. And then Kaylin comes along and just douses them with as much water as my heart desires. And then some more on top of that. And then, yeah, of course they all died.
Don't you know that when you've been starved and dehydrated, you don't immediately go gorge yourself?
I didn't think about that. I was like, I'm going to water Ash's plants and they're going to be great because they're thirsty and she hasn't been able to water. Nope, 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 nope.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That's why I like to watch people in their routine so I know what they do and how they water and like, are they stingy? Are they heavy? Let's see.
Yep. And like, you know, let's say you're watering someone's plants for an extended period of time. Like you might get to understand like this one dries out a little bit more because it's in terracotta, so I'm going to like let it soak in water just a little bit more so that it doesn't dry out before the next time I come back. So like once you get to know the collection a little bit and you've been taking care of it consistently, like you can probably change a thing up here or there, but like at that point you know what is happening and you know what to do so that it's not gonna kill everything.
Yeah, I treat these hangouts as like an interview to see like exactly what you do and what like your actual habits are. Cause like you said, if you mess those up the first couple of times, you can kill some stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you came over and you watched me water my plants before I went on my trip. And I was like, watch how much water I pour in this plant.
You were horrifying me as you were watering your plants, but yours can handle a lot more than mine can.
Sure. And they're getting enough light to use it up.
Well, light's not a problem for me. It's just the amount of water I give.
Yeah. And like my plants have been growing with my obnoxious watering habits for very happily for years now.
Yeah.
I've had some of these guys for years and like, guess what? They're used to it. They're happy. They're fine. They don't dry out and look how fucking big they are.
Right.
So like I'm doing something right. So yeah.
You gotta be doing a lot right for to have them like looking like this.
Aw, thanks, Maggie. do we talk about watering like with a cup?
Measuring
how much water you're giving the plant.
We briefly touched on it. General rule of thumb, just don't do that.
Yeah, what you wanted, like,
no ice cubes. Maggie,
did you say this in this episode, or is this just something you say where it's watering is about quantity, not?
I said that this episode.
You did say it. Okay,
about how long it hangs around, not how much you're actually giving it.
Yeah,
so don't give your plant a cup of water. Douse your plant. Douse your soil. Water the whole thing. And then
there's a TikTok plant person that I follow that is very much on the spectrum, but I love him because of that. And succulent collection, and will literally like make a video every month or something of showing all of his cacti in the shower, being like, reminder, it's not about the amount of water. It's
how often
you do it.
Cactus Quest on Instagram. He'll take his pots of cactus and just dump them in buckets of water and they'll just sink to the bottom and he'll leave them there for a couple minutes and he'll pull them out and be like, watered. And everyone's just like, whoa.
You're giving your cactus so much water. Yeah.
No, I'm just tired of the, like, if you need to let your succulent dry out to keep it from rotting every time you water it, your mix
isn't
right.
Different soil. Yeah.
And once more, for the people in the back, your soil is 50% pumice, 50% cocoa?
Minimum. Yeah, 50. Minimum 50% drainage. Pumice, perlite, 50%.
Add that drainage, folks.
Don't be shy with it. You can always add more drainage and be okay.
And it kind of took until I like really started thinking about it for it to like click for me. Because like plants are used to being in the ground. And when it rains and pours,
it just goes down.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of water at that moment. But yeah, it all just keeps going down into the ground. So like it immediately drains away. And that's what you got to try and replicate.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you can't do that in a pot. So you have to add stuff.
And the plants that are used to sitting in water are bog plants. Whoa,
we didn't even talk about bog plants.
Bog plants.
I can't wait to talk about bog plants.
Wow, let's talk about bog plants.
For that, we could just straight
in
up do
the bog plant episode. Yeah.
Teaser. Come back next week for the bog plants episode.
Do an episode on carnivorous plants.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Oh, I got Nepenthe seed. I gotta sow. Nepenthe seed is hard because it dies quickly. I'm excited because I finally got some fresh seed.
Cool.
Anyways.
Yeah. Any other water things? I mean, we didn't talk too much additives, but that's fine. We can save that for a fertilizer episode or its own thing.
More about technique.
There's millions of things you can put in your water to do certain things or not do certain things. There's lots of scams out there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's talk scams.
Let's not talk scams yet.
Yet. Yes.
So, yeah.
Tune in for our scams episode.
Plant scams.
Plant Halo, number one. Number two, Super Thrive.
Go to YouTube. Look up Kaylee Ellen. There's all your plant drama that you ever need in your life. Because she goes hard and she calls people out.
Nice. More than we do?
She makes us look like children.
Aw. Baby waffle on the hedges.
Stop. Plant of the week.
Oh, dear. Don't make me think of another
one. I got one.
Okay, what?
I'm going to go with a Haworthia, but it's one of my seed-grown ones that I'm calling Elise Moldavite. It's one that I'm going to be trying to register soon, and I hope to take to show.
Nice. I am going to do my Tycon. Kaylin did her Tycon last episode. I'm going to do mine this episode. It's not nearly as large as Kaylin's yet. You'll get there.
Yet.
But it's definitely this last leaf specifically. It was like, I'm going to start looking like a giant monstrous leaf. So I'm excited for it to keep going.
I know I've done my Alba for plant food week recently, haven't I?
Not recently. You've talked about it a lot because you've been chopping it up and air layering it.
I know, but like, I'm wondering if I should pick it before I drop it.
I was gonna say, it's been long enough. This might be the moment.
5 months ago.
This is the moment.
It was my plant of the week 5 months ago. Now I have to think of a different one.
But that's 5 months.
Has it put out a new leaf since then? If so, it's a new plant. It's okay. That's my bar.
Maybe it can be my plant of the week after I chop it.
Why? Then you have like 20 of them.
Shh, quiet. Okay, my plant of the week is my rubber tree, my Ficus burgundy.
Ooh.
Oh, it's looking nice out on your back deck.
I know. He looks so good. I actually was standing next to him yesterday and I was like, fuck.
Not going to lie.
You're tall. Are you going to fit inside?
Not going to lie. As soon as I walked out on your back deck, I was immediately feeling it up because it's there. It's so big.
That. Yes. Feel up my Ficus. Thank goodness Brandon helped me repot my ficus. They're all in the Coca Croutons perlite mix, in a larger pot, and I hope he's happy. But he's outside, full sun, loving it on my deck. Looks great, taller than me, just super dark and sexy and goth, and I love it. I love that one.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm hoping this winter I'll have him under a Soltec light, and I'm really hoping he doesn't touch the ceiling because I'm not ready to chop him yet. I'm ready to just gaze at him in his dark goth glory.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding comments back. Continue. Let's finish this.
No. Okay. After. Cool. Did everyone else do theirs?
Yes.
We were just waiting on me as always. We're in my house and I still have to think about what plant to pick. I'm mad. Okay, cool. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our hot take on watering. If you have any questions or any follow-up, please hit us up in the Discord server where you can ask us all the questions and see our plant of the week. Thanks for tuning in. If you want stickers, send us a donation. If you want shirts, hit up our Threadless. Get some merch.
Yeah.
We are having a plant sale on September 7th.
2024. So if you're listening next year, sorry, you missed it.
It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have a bunch of sellers lined up with an interesting array of cool things. We'll have succulents and aroids and begonias and aroids and
succulents.
Yeah. Do we have any cacti?
Yes, I do have a couple seedling cacti that I've been growing for a few years.
Mackie grew seedling cacti. Come check it out. Nice. And just, you know, come say hi. You don't have to buy anything. Just come hang out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a bunch of mother plants that are too big. So cheap, super cheap. Enjoy. Cool. Well, we hope to see you there. And then in the meantime, tune in next week to hear us say,
stay rough.
Stay rough. I had nowhere better to go with that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.